We are unable to transmit through conscious neural interference. You are receiving this broadcast as a dream. We are transmitting from here.
Sorry to interrupt this podcast-a-thon, but we here at the Nerds of Nostalgia podcast have a few things to say about one Patrick Bromley and the F This Movie podcast.
Yes.
Well, guys, my name is Greg D.
And I'm Genius McGee.
And let me just first off say, Patrick was kind enough one day to come on and talk Craig R. Baxley, of all things, with us.
He came in peace.
He came and he left in pieces.
Right.
But he's not an asshole.
No.
No, obviously, if you're listening to this, you guys, you know that Patrick is in the midst of this crazy 18-hour podcast-a-thon, the F Breast Cancer podcast-a-thon.
Yeah, fuck cancer.
Absolutely, you guys. So, we here at the Nerds of Nostalgia are challenging all of our Nerds of Nostalgia listeners, the F This podcast listeners. We donated.
Yes.
We are asking you guys to step up to the plate.
Do it, too. It's a good cause.
Absolutely. No, this is for the Magnolia Tree Foundation. Obviously, this is something that we, you know, if you yourself are not affected by cancer, you're tied to someone who was.
You know someone who
Absolutely. Was. Actually, I lost my mother when I was 16 in 1993 to cancer.
And I'm a survivor.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone you know has ties to this. So, Patrick, thank you for doing this again, challenging you guys out there. Match us. We donated $20. $20, you guys can do this on a podcaster's salary.
Do it, nerds.
Absolutely, you guys. Well, until next time, Patrick, hats off to you. Hopefully you're maintaining your sanity throughout this. 18 hours is insane.
Good Lord.
More power to you, man. So, guys, until next time, this is Greg D.
I'm Genius McGee.
And we now return you to your podcast-a-thon already in progress.
And we are back. I'm in full DJ mode now.
Look at you going.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the studio here. We have Mike.
Hey, everybody.
And Adam Thaz. Mike's voice cracked on the first thing he said. He's just that moved and excited about donating to the Magnolia Tree Foundation at fthismovie.net.
My sister, Sherry, said she would be listening, so if you cannot make fun of me for the next...
I promise I won't.
Nobody else is going to have fun then.
The thing about me is I don't do that.
That's true. That's true.
So that's kind of nice. Now, listen, we came $100 short of our $5,000 goal during Heath Holland's segment. Adam arbitrarily said $5,000. We're up to 4,900, which, by the way, is amazing.
That's
and
awesome.
Thank you, all of you who are donating, because you guys are all incredible. But just be aware that you did fall a little bit short. So what goal should we set for the Growing Up Nerdy segment, boys?
5,000.
I was going to say 4,925.
Thank you guys for your commitment to this charity, to this goal. I think it's possible that you guys are behind in the stream, because based on the comments, it seems like people are reacting to things that I did yesterday, and that's an exaggeration. But listen, here we are in the studio, and Erica has just arrived with a box that looks like a picnic box.
Hi, everybody.
It says Triple Treat Box Summer Edition.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I picked it up briefly, and it's warm, so I'm very...
That's exciting. So it's a puppy?
I think so.
A puppy on fire.
It's a flaming puppy.
This just came to our door. This was delivered from everybody in the chat via Doug. So Doug sent this pizza from California.
What?
I can't believe it stayed warm. I know. Such a long drive.
Guys are awesome.
I think there's three pizzas in here, I think.
Three pieces?
Guys?
Possibly one for each of you.
I read the text and my phone died again.
No. Okay.
So much for that. Wow, thank you guys for sending pizza, because I've not eaten one thing. Oh, I had a banana this morning. I'm still shaking, even though, I don't know, I shouldn't be, right? We're underway.
Diabetes.
We have 5 hours behind us, so only 13 more to go. And
this
the reality,
is a cakewalk, man. You
yeah,
got this.
The reality of not being able to take a break is setting in a little bit.
Do you need me to cover for you? I can come in.
No, I have Mike and Adam here.
Yeah,
don't make fun of Mike. Just don't,
guys. Come on,
his sister's listening.
And hey, I'm down the street. You guys need me to come in, fill in? I'll you know.
Unless
make fart noises.
Wait,
or
what
something.
If it's like $100? Donate $100 every time I make fun of Mike.
Oh,
would your sister be okay with that?
I think so. It'd be going toward
breast cancer. Be gone.
Yeah,
guys. Here we go.
The most successful campaign in the history of GoFundMe. Look at all this Pizza Hut.
Oh, my.
Breadstick.
I want a breadstick.
Thank you, Doug, and everyone in the chat
room.
The cookie pizza and breadsticks may just come with me.
I'm assuming all of this is made fresh.
There's a cookie pizza? Holy balls. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to be eating during this Growing Up Nerdy segment. Sausage and pepperoni. Wow.
Can Mike...
You know, that's what the ladies used to call me and Bo over there.
Sausage and pepperoni or cookie pizza.
No.
I don't know. This is off to a weird start. We're supposed to be talking about movies, and hopefully everybody went and bought Chaby's album on iTunes.
Yeah,
so
how
thank
good
you
was
so
that?
Much for Chaby to let me play some of his music. He has like a greatest hits album coming out.
He's got enough stuff to have a great.
I have to
album.
Move my microphone so that I can read this. So if you want to find out more about his music, you can search for Brahm Official on Facebook, and that's Brahm. So he has a Facebook page to check out, but he has a Brahm Selections 1994 to 2006 is coming out as a download. So it's kind of like a greatest hits, and then he's at work on a new record, which I won't say more about, mostly because I shouldn't and can't, but I'm excited because it's very inspired by movies, and I'm excited to hear the music, and I'm excited that Chaby is like a famous person who has hidden his secret identity for years in the F This Movie forums and is now allowing us to play his music on the air. So thank you, Chaby.
Yeah, that's great.
Everybody go buy his songs. on iTunes. Go buy Joe Madry's book and then donate. We're just asking for so much goddamn money today. Buy Barbara Crampton's stuff. Buy Joe Madry's stuff. How cool is this, though, guys?
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Do you guys remember when I talked to Barbara Crampton a little while
ago? It was awesome, actually.
Thank you. I didn't make too big of a fool of myself, right?
Not too big.
She was really nice about it. When you came out right away when you were like, hey, I'm super nervous here.
And yeah.
She was
right?
Cool about it.
I know. She's nothing to her. She's talked to a million of me.
She's the coolest lady in the world, though.
Yeah. She's talked to a million of me, though, so she's like, oh, here we go.
There's only one of you.
Drew. Thank you, you're Mike. $100 every time Mike compliments me to the Magnolia Tree Foundation.
And that stops at $100.
At fthismovie.net. So, boys, once upon a time at fthismovie.net,
yes,
you were writing a weekly column,
yes,
called Growing Up Nerdy, and it was like a fake advice column. The advice was real. The letters soliciting said advice were fake. And it was great, and I enjoyed reading it, and there was new artwork every week, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And time-consuming,
I'm sure. A little bit more taxing than
I
planned
it to listen. And I loved it, but, you know, all good things must come to an end because we all have lives and responsibilities, and it's hard to crank shit out every week. So I thought this would be a fun Growing Up Nerdy reunion live on air.
This works for me.
Yeah. This is the first time you guys have seen each other since the column we ended. Is that correct?
It is. It's a little awkward, but we're professional, so
we're going to get through. He's so handsome, and he's really held up well.
Wow.
$100.
There you go.
$100. Mike, I see you wore your Hellboy shirt. Now, was
I
this?
Did. This is my Hellboy 2.
Your Hellboy 2 shirt.
Wow. Redemption, yes. Right. Sorry. Here.
Was this a deliberate choice?
It was very deliberate.
Okay. Because of?
Because, one, I didn't want to get made fun of for wearing another Game of Thrones shirt. Although now, that money would have gone to charity, so I feel bad that I didn't.
Oh.
But two, but yes, because I have famously done a 180 on that movie.
Yeah.
And I figured it would come up today, so.
I'm excited about this. Once again, I would like to point out that I think everyone's really behind in the stream because it's about 1:20. I've done my best to try to stay on schedule, and people are thinking that like Growing Up Nerdy is just starting at 1:20. It's not true. I'm trying to be on time, everyone. So I apologize if you're behind in the stream, but as long as nothing catastrophic happens in the world, I don't think it will matter, right? If we're 20 minutes behind reporting that like Adam died.
Why does it have to be me who dies?
Listen, who else is it going to be? Thank you.
This podcast.
So, what do we want to? What do you guys want to talk about? I mean, I've been talking all morning, so it's time for you guys.
A lot of stuff that
you guys are almost my last like in studio thing. So this makes me nervous because Marcon's coming in at 6. Other than that, I'm like by myself down here. Oh, that's right. That's right. We have another one at 8, so that's good. So this is my big respite right here. So can you guys like?
Oh, thank you.
Take over.
Yeah. Do you mind just driving for a little bit?
Fine.
I have pizza to eat.
Can we
that's
do our
pizza in air quotes?
Can we do our morning zoo that we've been practicing for years?
Hey, everybody, it's Mike with Adam Smasher.
Hey there, guys. Welcome up. Wake up, wake up. It's that time of the morning.
Oh, my God. Bill Cosby's here. Oh,
no. I started to do my Ray Romano. I panicked. All right, let me try that again. Hey, everybody, Bill Cosby's here.
Theo. And he's got a weed whacker. What? Oh, my God. What's Bill Cosby doing with that weed whacker?
He's going all over the place in Patrick's basement, guys. Things are just falling apart.
Just like this radio show.
Holy shit, you guys. Like, I'm done. I do not need to do any more of this. You guys take over until 2 a.m., please.
I don't know if we can sustain that level of energy.
Well, you better.
I heard Adam Risky sing. We could always sing a tune, too.
I missed him singing because I was peeing.
I did, too. And then I came back to hear that he had sung, and I'm upset I missed it.
Did you pee here, or did you go upstairs?
I went upstairs.
Okay.
I should have invested in some diapers, but my commitment is paper thin. All right, I'm chewing. Hold on.
Now, can we talk? I mean, are we sticking strict to movies here, or can we?
What else do you want to talk about?
Well, because I want to know. I'm going to confront Bull here for a second. But why have you not watched more Star Trek: Deep Space Nine? I mean, I tell you how good it is.
No, I know. When I started my epic rewatch, I wanted to start I started with the original series and went animated series, then went original series movies, and now I'm on next gen, okay. And I just haven't completed that yet. I'm still
so you're going five.
So I want to go. In order.
Now here's my question, though. This is where I've got to, because I know
they overlap.
They overlap. What are you going to do when Voyager and DS9 are starting to overlap each other?
That I can't deal with that. I have to just stick with, like, well, I mean, does it matter? I mean, are there, like,
not really.
Cisco's on this episode of Voyager.
No, I mean, there's going to be one episode of overlap, but, I mean, Voyager's off, like, in a different quadrant, so nothing really overlaps.
You guys, I know this is supposed to be growing up nerdy, but, like, this is so nerdy.
All right, no more Star Trek talk. Okay, we'll stop.
I'm just kidding. One of the questions that I had thrown out that we might want to address, you guys are going to have to excuse the fact that I'm chewing through some of this podcast, and I apologize, but I'm talking for 18 hours straight. I have to eat. What is the nerdiest thing that each of you is into?
I actually brought an example of my nerdiest thing. Where did it go?
I don't know. I see marshmallows. Oh, I see pizza. On. Oh, yeah.
Here it is. I had the opportunity to go to a comic book convention with both Patrick and Bill the other day, and they all bought comics.
By the way, if you hear Adam refer to someone as Buh, that is my nickname.
I know. I'm sorry. I've been calling him Buh for what?
Donate $100 to the Magnolia Foundation every time Adam says Buh.
What has it been? 25 years we've been calling you Buh?
Been a while.
Been a while. So I brought in here a HeroClick. This is a game I'm into. This is called HeroClicks. Now if you guys don't know what a HeroClick is, you might want to just look it up later. But it is a game based off of comic book characters in which you use their actual powers and compete against other people using their powers.
My very supportive wife refers to them as loser clicks.
Yes, I know. And she has to bring it up every time I bring it up. Getting some loser clicks. And I spend way too much money on them for little formed pieces of plastic. And it's not like I play every week. I basically play against two people in my entire life, and I'm obsessed with them. I've got hundreds of them.
Because it feeds into, like, a couple things. Like, one, it's a cool, fun game you could play, but also you can collect.
Yeah, this is the collector thing, right?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, I like playing the game.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, like,
it hits
like
both of those.
I'll look at they released an Earth 2 Green Lantern, and I'm like, I got to get this. Go on eBay. It's $25. Well, it's a Green Lantern.
So now what, in terms of playing the game, how does Earth 2 Green Lantern help you in terms of the game?
Yeah,
exactly. So it's just about collecting.
Well, he's a very powerful character. He can do a lot of things.
So can Green Lantern, though. So I'm asking, like, what specifically about Earth 2 Green Lantern?
Earth 2 Green Lantern, if he's on any terrain that is, I believe if it's like, I know, see? I didn't want to go into it. It's too boring.
I was going to say, go ahead and make fun of me because my sister tuned out minutes ago.
Adam's talking about shit. But yeah, I play against my brother-in-law, who's really into him. And I play against our friend Charlie sometimes whenever I can get together with him.
Your brother-in-law is really into him, like, listens to HeroClick podcast.
Yes.
There's HeroClick podcast?
There's HeroClick podcast.
What do they talk about?
I think HeroClicks.
No, that makes sense. Do they play the game on the air?
No, like, they'll talk about the new set that got released, like, the characters
the new
in them.
Earth
like,
2 Green Lantern.
And then it's kind of like baseball cards and stuff in the sense that, like, some are rare, some are more popular.
So you would say it's about collecting?
Yes. Okay, fine. Fuck. So anyway,
$100 to the Magnolia Tree Foundation every time I get Adam to admit defeat.
Just go and listen to the Green Lantern podcast again, guys. this is my nerdiest thing I'm into is my loser clicks, as your wife so elegantly puts it. But and my son, who's 2 years old, loves them. They're little tiny.
Does it make you nervous when he plays with them?
The good ones, yes.
Yeah.
I gave him my old.
I spent $25 for that on eBay.
I know. It's
he's good on different kinds of terrain.
Don't. don't pick up Hypersonic Superman. Stop it. But no, I gave him my.
Do they make? Do they make Lightning Superman?
I they did in a set a while ago.
But everyone just stepped on it.
Yeah,
like Jack Flack at the end of Cloak and Dagger, just like fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
But there's there's different characters and there's different sets. So I gave him my old ones,
okay.
And he loves them.
Good.
And but the problem is they're very tiny, so I step on those when it's dark in the room and it hurts my feet.
Sure.
But yeah. So now let's get away from my nerdy shit.
Yeah.
Because mine is boring, and let's make fun of Bug.
Okay.
Well, mine's boring in that it's not something that people would have to Google. Like maybe HeroClix, mine obviously is what I get made fun of quite a bit, and that would be Game of Thrones / Song of Ice and Fire. I mean, it's not the nerdiest thing in that, like, it's not, I mean...
It's pretty nerdy when you have to be like, / A Song of Ice, well, I call it by its original name,
well,
A Song of Ice
I just
and
mean
Fire.
I like both versions.
That's $100 to the Magnolia Tree Foundation.
That is... I would say, okay, let me take everybody back for a minute. And like, I would say previously the peak of my nerdiness was like 1999, episode one's going to open up. Adam and I spent every waking moment at our local comic book store with all of our best friends. I read everything. That was
he worked at the comic book store, folks. He didn't get paid. He got paid in comic books.
Yeah, well... Because what
it's
would I say?
The same as getting
at?
Paid in money, right?
I know, but it was that's,
it was amazing, is what he's trying to say.
Yes, I know. You're the envy of all of us.
But then, like, we all got older, moved to different places. That comic book store moved, and I feel like I've been chasing that nerd dragon ever since. I hadn't been that into something in a long time, and I think Doctor Who was like my gateway drug back into the nerd world. Like, that was the first thing a number of years ago that I got really into, got into like the mythology, and then that led to, I always liked Star Trek a whole lot, but rewatching the original series like totally triggered something that now.
Can I ask you a Doctor Who question?
Sure.
It's about you.
What is going on?
Yeah, listen, it's yeah.
What does timey wimey mean?
What's a TARDIS? I didn't get into Doctor Who. None of our friends were into Doctor Who. How did you get into Doctor Who?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Like, I was
Billy Piper.
I eventually got into Billy Piper. I was searching for just something nerdy. Like, again, I love pop culture and I love going to cons and I love nerd culture. I didn't have my thing, and I kept searching and, again, read comic books here and there, but it just wasn't doing it for me the same way. I don't know why. So I just was like, when I would read articles about, Adam and I were really into Battlestar Galactica, and I felt like every time I read an article, because I think Doctor Who would air on Sci-Fi Channel as well, Doctor Who seemed to get brought up quite a bit and how good it was, so I decided to just try it one night. And the rest is history. But anyway, so I went from like Doctor Who, which I feel like got me sort of back into nerd stuff, to Star Trek, which really got me back into it, to Game of Thrones, which is a show. Part of it's the one really nerdy thing that I share with my wife, Christy. She
and my wife.
Well, and now Adam's wife, my future wife.
it's very awkward.
So, I mean, so it became like a mini obsession for Christy and I. Patrick makes fun of me all the time because he has a laundry list of shows that he wants me to watch, and I would love to, but I'm busy rewatching season two of Game of Thrones for the fourth time with my wife because we reach a point where we're like, oh, we're done with the show. I don't know. Do you want to start a new show? I don't know. We could rewatch Game of Thrones, and that's what we would do. And eventually I read the books, and that's when I became the uber nerd about it. That it's suddenly like, here's this culture around these books. It's specifically the books that I was just fascinated by. Like, I loved, for the first time ever, like, I loved going to, you know, reading Song of Ice and Fire, Game of Thrones blog sites. And I listened to a million podcasts on the subject. And there's so much.
And you've got my wife hooked on every single one of those podcasts.
We helped each other.
Do they talk about HeroClix?
They don't, believe me.
But do they have Game of Thrones HeroClix?
They do not, no.
Well, what the hell?
There's Lord of the Rings ones, and there's Star Trek ones.
That's a missed opportunity.
I know.
I love that. You know, there's only five books and some novellas and obviously a TV show, but there's still so much to talk about and to digest and all these theories, and a lot of them are crackpot theories, but a lot of them are like rooted in the text of the books. Like, you know, George R. R. Martin will plant these clues. That, by the way, first time I read the books, loved them, didn't catch a single one of them. I'm such a dummy. Like, I was reading the books, I'm like, all right, now I can go to these blogs. And then they'll be like, okay, spoilers, but this was brought up on the show, so spoilers for Game of Thrones, but Jon Snow's parents, we learn, Ned Stark is not his father. It's Rhaegar Targaryen and Lyanna Stark. And that, so that's a huge thing that's been around forever since the first book came out 20 years ago. The fandom called it R plus L equals J. So I discovered this after reading the books and was like, wait, what? Like, that's not it. These, what? And then I reread the books and was like, oh, I'm the dumbest person in the world. Because it's there, and there's so much of that, and I love it. So I don't know what it is, but it's brought out a geeky obsession that I've never had before, and I don't
like... Would you say your Game of Thrones nerdiness is more than your Lord of the Rings and Doctor Who?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I love Lord of the Rings. I love Doctor Who, but I'm okay. I don't need to listen to podcasts about it. I don't need to visit, you know, the OneRing.net. Whereas, yeah, no joke, I listen to a ton of podcasts on A Song of Ice and Fire and Game of Thrones.
And is it just because, like, does it increase your enjoyment of the show or the books? Or is it literally just because there are certain podcasts that I listen to just because, like, I like living in the world where people are talking about the thing that I like to...
It is very much that.
Okay.
But some podcasts that are hypercritical, especially of the show, I'm necessarily not living in their world. You know what I mean? Because they're more critical than I am. But they do sometimes enhance my enjoyment or bring stuff up that I didn't think about before.
Now,
like
sorry.
No, I'm done.
I've got to add on to this. My wife listens to many of the podcasts you listen to. Mm-hmm. And if you ever feel that you're getting too nerdy into Game of Thrones, I want you to know you're not close.
Oh, I know.
To some of these guys.
Oh,
man.
I know. There's a convention...
Yes. Here's
my voice again. I don't, well, not the one that,
oh, okay.
We may go to one next year. There's another one. There's another one.
Game of Thrones convention?
Yes, yeah. There is. You, it's in Nashville, Tennessee.
You guys are going?
We may.
My wife very much wants to go.
Sure. Yeah.
If we can find somebody to take the kids for a few days.
Sure, yeah.
Patrick, what are you up to next week?
I'm at this Game of Thrones convention.
Damn it.
Doing my, Davos cosplay.
Oh my god, that's so embarrassing because I'm going to be Davos.
We'll both be the man.
And there it is.
But that's $100 for Magnolia Tree. By the way, I think right now, as of this recording, we are, and again, if we're ahead, then this will be screwed up for those of you who are following along in real time, but we are $5 away from $5,000.
Come on, guys. We set our goal at $5,000.
I'm sorry that Adam's talking about HeroClix, but you can still donate $5.
Oh, we're losing money. Guys, it's going away. But anyway, there's another convention that I don't want to name it by name because it's probably pretty cool, but like I was looking at pictures of it, and it happens every year, and they have people cosplaying as like the four wives of Aegon the Third, and like that's where I'm like, okay, that I'm not that bad. I'm not that nerdy. Like, yes,
did anybody go as Yaki the Tickler?
Yaki. I love that Yaki was brought up.
Yaki.
So, yeah, no, I'm uber nerdy, but I adore it. I love it. It's my favorite.
It's good. I mean, I find myself talking about it a lot more than I would if you and my wife were not around. Like, I talk about Game of Thrones a lot. And
yeah.
It kind of...
No, it's fun.
Freaks me out a little bit.
It's fun. But also, yeah, like I said, Doctor Who, Star Trek.
Now, I'm going to bring up television, but again, this is nerdy, so it's kind of free-for-all here, but I did think of you because it was like your favorite comic of the 90s. I started watching the TV show Preacher.
What do you think? I'm two episodes in. I have them all recorded, but I haven't caught up yet.
I like it. I don't love it.
We crossed 5,000.
We did?
Mike stopped talking about Game of Thrones. And it was Kate Cannon. Hi, Kate. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Yay! She's like, just shut this guy up. So, do you love it? Or
I like it. Again, I'm only two episodes in, so I feel like I'm early.
I think what I'm enjoying about it is they're following enough of the comic that I can understand what's going on, but they're not following the comic.
I totally agree, yes.
Like, they're doing some stuff that I'm like, whoa, this is, like, at this point, he was out of the town, he was gone, like, now we're, like, what the hell's going on, so.
I'm sorry, did you say are you caught up?
No, I'm not caught up, I'm ahead of you. I think we're just starting episode 6.
Oh, okay.
So,
Yeah, no, I like it. And I've been pretty down on comic book TV shows.
Yeah, I'm not a big Walking Dead guy.
I do watch The Walking Dead, but I
The Walking Dead?
No. Okay. We watched season one. I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's where I was at.
Recorded season two, but
Didn't even go as far as recording season two.
Yeah, no, so we have not watched it.
The nerdiest thing that I'm into is you guys.
That's it.
Basically.
Oh, thanks.
Having you guys as friends, I feel like really... counts. I honestly don't know what the answer would be for me. I'm the nerdiest about
movies
or horror movies. I guess we're going to be super specific, but like the nerdiest thing that I'm into, does like Weird Al count? I don't know.
Like, does it?
By the way, did you guys see this Weird Al?
Yeah.
Isn't that the fucking greatest thing you've ever seen?
It is the greatest thing.
So my friend Andre a few weeks ago was at the Weird Al concert and posted on Facebook a picture of a Weird Al action figure that he bought. And it's like, it looks just like him. He's holding an accordion. It comes with his current head, like a mold of his current head. But then you can replace it with like 80s Weird Al head with like the curly hair and the glasses.
That is awesome.
It says injected with polka power on the box. And it's so awesome. And I wrote on Facebook like, oh my God, I love that. I want one. And unbeknownst to me, Erica like was private messaging Andre and got him to pick up another one.
That is the nicest thing.
And he dropped it off, so she surprised me with it at like 12:30
at night. I love about the packaging too is it's totally got like that 90s
LTV.
It's awesome, dude.
It's great. And my son keeps saying, can we open it? And I feel bad being like, no, we're going to keep it in the box because I love it in the box. You know,
I like the old head is like
right?
Howard Stern, WCCC.
Yeah, totally.
It's great. No, that's great. I heard him on the Engage official Star Trek podcast with Jordan Hoffman.
Is he a Star Trek fan?
Kind of. He's like a pop culture fan. Jordan Hoffman preface the interview with that he's not, you know, he's a Star Trek fan, but he's not an Uber fan. He just happened to be in town and they were able to get him, so who wouldn't want to talk to Weird Al?
I would.
So, right, that's what I mean.
Can we get him for the pie?
What do you guys think about the whole Sulu thing in Star Trek Beyond?
Now, I didn't read, I just saw it kind of flash up on the news feed. Did they make the new Sulu is
he's
gay?
He's gay. Yes.
Okay.
And George Takei was not happy with this.
That doesn't make any sense.
My understanding of it is that George Takei, you know, I love George Takei, but he's a little crazy when it comes to like being protective of Sulu, right? And like, you can't say anything bad about even the character that, so his whole thing is like, but Sulu has a daughter in Star Trek 6, right? And so he's like, how can he be gay?
Yeah,
his thing has a daughter.
Was like that Gene Roddenberry had a very specific vision for these characters, and Sulu was not gay. But the character, I know.
Spock didn't date Uhura.
Right. No, I know.
Was George Takei upset about that?
I think the other thing that I look at is I think that it was also a product of the times that Gene Roddenberry couldn't have a gay character. Like, it wasn't something that would have flown. And now we're at a place where they can have a gay character, and I think it's a great homage to George Takei.
May I?
Yeah. Oh.
So, please. George Takei was on the Engage podcast with Jordan Hoffman. This was before this news broke. And Jordan Hoffman asked him, what would you think if, you know, Brian Fuller's bringing a Star Trek series back in 2017, I think. He said, what would you say to there being a gay character in there? And George Takei said, I think it'd be amazing. Star Trek is about diversity. And he said that he had a conversation with Roddenberry. And George said he was closeted at the time, but he had a conversation with Roddenberry about what about having a gay character. This is when the original series was going on. And Roddenberry said, "I'm all for it. Again, Star Trek's about diversity." He said, "But
it just means more pussy for me." Roddenberry was a womanizer. Everyone. All right. Anyway,
he said, "But the episode where Kirk and Uhura kiss was the lowest rated episode." Yes, because a lot of southern stations wouldn't air it. Oh my goodness. So Roddenberry said, "My fear is, you know, like we're kind of on thin ice as it is as a series. My fear is if we had a gay character, it'd kill it, and I don't want to kill the character." And George said, "I totally understand." So that's why there wasn't one originally. But
then it bums me out even more that, yeah, like, I know now we're at a time where I have sauce on my face. Now we're at a time when you can have a gay character. Everyone's fine with it. Everybody's very accepting of it. In fact, in favor of it.
Yeah. And what a better person than George Takei.
And you have George Takei saying, like, no. He has a daughter.
It's too much. It's
and
balloon knot.
Devin Fratchie, for a long time, has always said he would hope... He always hoped that the new movie version of Sulu would be gay. And he always said, like, I think it'd be, not only would it be great to have a gay character, but what a nice tribute to George Takei. So when they announced it, I thought, oh, that's fucking great. Right. Like, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it was a bummer.
Wasn't on board. What, did you guys have questions that you came prepared with or no? Because I mean, I can keep talking. That's not an issue, but I don't know if you guys had topics or things that you wanted to discuss.
I don't know. I mean, I mean, the other flip side of that is, like, what's the nerdiest thing that you're into that you love the most? But yours is Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Because I don't love HeroClix.
Right.
What is it? Is it a comic book?
Yeah.
Specifically
Green Lantern?
It would be Green Lantern. Yeah. Like, I had a conversation with my friend Rob, and he's gone cold turkey stopping collecting comics. And I was like, I don't know if I can do that. And he's like, why? And I was like, well, I've been collecting Green Lantern for 20 years. And like, I love the character. And even when it's not great, I still love reading it. And I still love being a part of that. So I just don't know if I could ever just completely stop.
Could you not get like the individual issues and wait for trade paperbacks?
No. Because that's one of them.
So many, dude. Like,
dude, I went the other day and opened up I've got a closet. And as you know, a couple years ago, I unloaded. I had something like 10,000 comics. Oh, and I got, God. Yeah, I got rid of, I would say, about 5,000 of
them. A ton, yeah.
Maybe even more. I gave a bunch away and then I sold a bunch.
Wow.
And I kept my Green Lanterns and I've got 4 long boxes.
Dude, really?
Of just Green Lantern. And like, it's like the terrible shit from the late 90s where you're just...
I remember when you went on that tear, like going to a con, just eating up anything Green Lantern, like, oh, here's 40 Guy Gardner issues for...
Yeah. We'd go to the quarter bins or whatever. We'd go to the comic book store, go to the quarter bin, and it's like, oh, they've got the entire run of Green Lantern Mosaic. All right. And it's like...
Is Guy Gardner the one with like the bowl cut who's now a Red Lantern?
Yes.
Ah, fuck Guy Gardner.
I like Guy Gardner.
Is he a Red Lantern?
Like everything.
He is a Red Lantern now.
Please, Mike, you're on Growing Up Nerdy.
Sorry.
Don't embarrass yourself. Sorry. Okay.
Sorry.
They've got an entire set on HeroClix of Red Lanterns, and he's one of them.
What kind of terrain is he good at?
I received one thing. I have to give a shout out to the movie Extro for Dennis Atherton. Hopefully for more donations, but we'll see. But Doug has texted me and told me that in the chat room there's some discussion that if Mike were to release the You're the Man Davos video, we would receive additional donations.
Don't do it.
It's on my, not on my phone, it's on my computer at home.
And call Christy right now.
I don't know how to do anything. I would be, God, if people really would donate, I would, but then it's out there, guys.
That is true. Then it's the Gary apology video.
It is the Gary apology.
I didn't know it was in perpetuity.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Doubles. You're the man. Noin.
Oh my god. I don't know. I mean, if I'm trying to think if there's an embarrassing video of me that, but I'm not embarrassed at all. Like, I'll put right, anything the out thing. There. So
I didn't know how embarrassed I would be till I actually watched it. Well, part of the reason is I didn't know I did it.
I almost think you telling the story is funnier than the actual video. Like, once the video comes out, like, who cares? You telling the story, to me, is the thing that's really funny and potentially embarrassing, which is why I will forever love you for, like...
Patrick, have you seen the video?
No, yeah, he showed it to me.
Okay, I mean, okay. You do hear... I would say what's embarrassing is, like, just
the noise afterwards.
Yeah. The best is your woo.
It's that thing that ended Howard Dean's career.
Yeah. Yeah!
It's that noise that he makes that just fucking ruins everything. The thing you love the most, Game of Thrones. Let me ask you this, though, because as you were talking about your stages of nerddom, like, okay, was Doctor Who before Lord of the Rings? I know Lord of the Rings came out first, but, like, what did you get?
I feel like Lord of the Rings, no.
Because I feel like you peaked Lord of the Rings nerdiness when you guys were in San Diego.
Yeah, because then...
which means Doctor Who would have been first.
Right, but, okay, so, yes, I would say Doctor Who. Well... I mean, I was pretty Lord of the Rings nerdy when the movies came out.
Right.
But then, yeah, it went away.
Then you saw The Hobbit, and it was like, this shit sucks.
Well, it was episode one all over again, so I started to get, like, way obsessed with Lord of the Rings again, and The Hobbit was coming out, so that just, when we went to Comic-Con, so that got me just very...
Because I couldn't find excited. You, because you were
at the Weta booth. Always, always. It's okay, so... Were you nerdier about Star Trek than you were about Doctor Who?
Because
I'm trying to figure out if each new thing you're like nerdier about. So if like you're nerdy about Doctor Who, then you're even nerdier about Star Trek, then you're even nerdier about Game of Thrones. Like, what will be next?
I don't.
And is it Mike and Molly?
I understand what it looks like. Yes, I'm going through these. Hopping from one to another.
Because Green Lantern's been a mainstay in my life.
Right. But to be fair, I've never had a Green Lantern. I have. Okay. I mean,
Preacher. I remember you were really into Preacher, but ended.
Right.
You know?
I love Preacher. I love Batman and Hulk. There's a ton of characters I love. But I don't... I mean, of course, we could be doing a podcast a few years from now, and I'm talking about the next thing I'm even nerdier about. But I've never been... nerdy for anything the way I am about Game of Thrones, Song of Ice and Fire. Whereas, you know, at the peak of my...
He has to say Song of Ice and Fire.
But it's two different things. It's two different things.
You could just say Game of Thrones. Right, you know what you're talking about.
Fine.
Song of Ice and Fire.
Where I think, like, at my Doctor Who peak and Star Trek peak, I mean, they're all probably... the same level of nerdiness. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Where Game of Thrones, and I'll end it there, is something different. Like, I feel like I'm enjoying being a part of that community in a way that I enjoy being like a Star Trek nerd and stuff, but I don't know. It's just, it's different than any nerdy thing I've ever experienced, where I don't know that the previous things were.
Well, because you're right. I mean, this is like, I mean, if you've been a fan of Game of Thrones, Song of Ice and Fire. It's
Adam.
sorry, I'm around Patrick. it's got to be. I mean, this is the golden age. I mean, this is the time to be a fan.
It's the best, and it's so much fun. And if my sister is still listening, Sherry, recently my sister Sherry, my sister Cindy, my niece Kelly, my brother Jack, all within the last X amount of months, started watching Game of Thrones for the first time, and they are like texting me, like, we have a Game of Thrones text message thread. Basically, we're constantly like sending memes or theories or all this stuff to one another, and it's just so much.
And you're the expert, right? Fun. I mean, you're the one everybody goes to.
Yes. When they don't know anybody's name or
so they're like me.
Yeah, it okay. really helps to watch that show with my wife. Who's that guy again? She was married to so-and-so. And do you remember back in East season two? Okay, I shouldn't do that impression. She's going to be listening to it. And I'm going to... Oh, jeez. What did I just do?
Hi, I'm Alice.
Oh, jeez, sir. You got to come home watch some Game of Thrones? You staying for supper?
Oh, you guys have to stay till 2 a.m. I can't do this.
I'm already
you.
Exhausted.
We can't do this without you.
You booked too many guests. I mean, we would have stayed here, you know?
Just I know. I appreciate it. Well, you can stick around for some of it. What's... okay, never mind.
You've got to leave.
That made sense in my head. So one of the things that we possibly talked about doing was several years ago, you guys came on and we did an episode just about our favorite
superhero. My first podcast.
Was that your first one? I couldn't remember if it was that or Green Lantern, if that was the first.
No, I will get to that. That was not the first.
Rob DiCristino is offering to do a table read of the extra script. Him and Kate will do it in their 5 o'clock slot if somebody donates $500. So
that's amazing.
Just, you know. Anyway, have you guys revised your lists?
I think it's impossible not to.
I'll be honest, I don't remember what my list was.
Well, we had to re-listen to it again.
You guys did more work than I did.
I've got to bring this up. So my pale boy over here does not listen to the podcast if he's on it.
No, he's got 20 Game of Thrones podcasts.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Let's be honest. I don't have time, guys.
But he two things. He texted me yesterday and was like, "Why are you making me really listen to this? I don't want to listen to this." And then he said, "Oh my God, I won't shut up about Hellboy 2."
I don't like listening to myself on the podcast, but I did it for the purposes of being on the podcast.
Thank
today
you.
Was super aggravated that it was a two-part episode. I did not remember that.
Dude, we talked for like 2.5 hours.
Well, that was back when I used to split. I'm like, it's long. I'll split it up now. I'm just like, well, it's 3 hours. Well, let's let it run. Whatever.
So yeah, but it was super. It was interesting though, listening to how much. I mean, besides Hellboy 2, just how much. We've all sort of, well, I don't want to speak for you guys, but how much like I've changed
it's changed
in my views of certain movies. But wait, to go back to the Green Lantern thing that you brought up, at the end of the episode, you say like, hey, what movies are you guys looking forward to, the comic book movies? And yeah. It's so funny because Adam's like, I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous about Green Lantern.
I am so scared.
Those concerns were unfounded, sir.
Yeah, I know. The movie turned out to be awesome.
We were nervous about Thor.
Which ended up being pretty good.
It's fine.
It's fine. I think better than
$100 to the Magnolia Tree Foundation, everyone. That was It's Fine in stereo. That shit does not always happen on this show.
But we were excited for Captain America and X-Men First Class.
All right. I think we were fairly on the ball there.
I agree, but it's funny because Adam was, again, very worried about Green Lantern. And Patrick, you tried talking him off the ledge a little bit because Adam's like, I know they're going to, you brought up like all the characters they're going to introduce, and Patrick, one accused you of making up those words.
Yes.
And then
Tomar Ray.
That sounds like me.
Yeah. But then said like, well, but if those things are in the movie, like maybe it is made for you. Turns out that was wrong, but.
No, yes. It was made for Adam, just no one else.
Yeah. I don't
no
think
one else with eyes or ears.
That could be.
I don't know if any, like I've never spoken to anybody who likes that movie.
They exist.
Well, just so you know, I updated my 5 best and 5 worst. And
is Green Lantern on the worst?
Green Lantern, I put on the worst just because of how much it personally disappointed me.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Like, it probably is not one of the worst comic book movies I've seen, but I was so hurt by it.
Like, I could probably put Amazing Spider-Man 2 in my worst, even though it's not one of the worst. But, like, again, because I'm such a Spider-Man fanboy.
It's interesting that you bring that because when I was thinking about...
Everything
like
I bring up is interesting.
Yes, there you go. $100, make another tree. Okay, I was thinking about it, and we've had so many comic book movies now that there's ones that like I've never seen Amazing Spider-Man 2 because
you're doing all right.
Yeah, you both were like it's a piece of shit, so I was like okay, I'm not gonna see it. So I can still say, I mean, I don't know if it's one of the worst comic movies ever made because I've never seen it.
Right,
but I can just speak for what I've personally seen.
Right.
Here's the thing, and because I did spend a couple minutes trying to think about this topic, but I'll be honest, I've been preoccupied with a couple other things, trying to get this thing
big setup you got down here
off the ground. And I know it doesn't look like much, but trust me, it was a pain in the ass to put together. Even a movie like Captain America: Civil War which you haven't seen yet?
I haven't.
Okay.
No, I haven't seen
it. I'm not going to spoil anything, I promise. You saw it.
I did.
It's good.
Yeah, very.
It's really good, right? Like okay. So I watched it, and I'm like, this might be the best of the Marvel movies, you know? I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy is still awesome, whatever. But, like, I think that while the movie's happening, and maybe for a day after I see the movie, and I haven't thought of that movie since. And I don't, there are not many of these current superhero movies that leave any lasting impact on me. Even the ones that I really like.
You are not alone. That's how I feel about, with the probably the exception of Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, I really did liked Winter Soldier a lot, but for the most part, I'm the same way.
How often do you revisit those movies?
I do Guardians. That's it.
Yeah, I probably watch Guardians of the Galaxy a few times afterwards.
But my wife loves the Marvel movies, so they're on at our house. Like, because I think FX plays them all the time.
Yes,
so,
they do.
So they'll. They'll be on, and I enjoy them when they're on. But I wouldn't, you know, outside of again Guardians of the Galaxy, which I really, really love.
I had the experience a little bit with Deadpool, and I'm thinking. I mean, I wrote down a list. I have a list, but came prepared. But I was sitting thinking about Deadpool, and. I had a conversation with Patrick about it, and I loved that movie. I had a lot of fun watching that movie. It didn't break any ground for me, didn't make me think about my life differently or anything. But then I'm talking to Patrick about it, and Patrick's like, well, yeah, it's a really good movie, but nothing really happens in it. I mean, most of it's a flashback. And I was like, shit.
I was not trying to ruin the movie, but I was like, it's entertaining. It's not a movie. It's two fight scenes and a flashback.
Yeah, but it's so goddamn fun, and I just like, do I put that? Am I judging these on if they're a quality movie? Am I judging them on how much fun I had in it? Because if it's fun, I gotta put Deadpool up there. Like I loved it.
One of your favorites, then do
I love it?
Then do yeah, it can be in there.
Is Incredible Hulk still in your top five?
No, it's. No, and
because I wouldn't even put it in my top five Marvel movies, much less my top five. Now, no. To be fair, when we recorded that podcast, there were not nearly as many Marvel movies.
Correct.
So it's not like you had so many to choose from, but it wouldn't even be my top five Marvel, much less my top five comic book movies of all time.
Right.
Or superhero movies.
I was re-listening to it, and by the way, I fast-forwarded almost everything I said, but I did catch. You know what? Let me just stick with this for a sec. Here's why. I'm listening to it. I'm like, oh, I'm not the worst. Maybe I could listen to my
podcast.
You are
not the worst at all.
But then you, at one point, Patrick, say like, hey, I just want to like take a minute to bring up like a comic book movie that's actually not based on a comic book. Mike, do you have something? And do you have a movie in mind that you wanted to talk about, which was Unbreakable? So in my head, in that split second listening to it, I'm like, all right, Mike, you're going to hit him with some joke title and you're going to kill. And on the podcast, I'm like, yeah, I want to talk about, I was trying to think of a joke. I couldn't come up with it. And I was so goddamn disappointed with myself. I'm not Doug. I can't think of Ramona and Beezus off the top of my head.
I love that even time traveler Mike doesn't think of the joke. No, just thinks of where the joke should go.
Exactly. But I'm not that quick.
I mean, that's one of the funniest things about, like, I enjoyed, and you brought up too, like, I enjoyed listening to Patrick's reaction to my review of Ong Bak 3.
That was amazing. Yeah.
I don't remember it at all. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, dude. You,
oh, I didn't.
The movie's a piece of shit.
I'm sorry.
But, like, Adam talks about Ong Bak 3 for maybe 5 minutes and then brings up how there's time travel in it. And you were like, you don't lead with time travel? It was very fun.
That sounds fair.
But anyway.
That sounds fair.
Yes. Listening to it, I was shocked that was in my top, that Incredible Hulk was in my top five.
Yeah.
Well, here, you
there
know
truly
what?
Were so many fewer
yeah,
comic
yeah.
book movies at the time, there though, were. And it was only a few years ago, but it has exploded. Right.
Well, it's funny because you like say, them. Like, oh, we're going to get this big bunch of comic book movies coming out, and it was like three that summer. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, that's a normal summer now.
Right.
We pretty much get three of them
that's
a year.
That's a normal March.
Yeah.
No, not really. I'm overstating it.
So here, you know what? You know what? Here. I've got here. My list.
Okay.
I've got my updated list.
Okay. Is the old list on there?
Yes.
What's the
I
old?
Have my old list.
Let's hear the old list first.
Okay. My old list of my five favorites, okay, in reverse order.
Right.
Five was Iron Man.
Okay.
Four was Dark Knight Returns.
Just the Dark Knight.
Oh, the Dark Knight? Wait.
Right?
Yeah.
What was the second
the
one?
Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight.
I'm sorry to interrupt really quick. on the podcast, you're like, all right, my number five is Iron Man. And I was like, oh my God, we're going to have like the same list. Iron Man wasn't even on my list. That's what I'm not listening to myself again. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Three was X2.
Okay.
And two was the Richard Donner Superman.
Okay.
And my number one, Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
And I've changed it up. I think only really two of them stayed on there.
Really? Spider-Man 2 and Superman?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But they moved down.
Really?
Yes. I know. Big deal.
Spider-Man 2 is not number one?
No.
This list is invalid.
Yeah, I know. No, you know what? I mean, if I'm just looking at... I still love that movie, but if I had to really think about my number one is probably Guardians of the Galaxy now.
Okay.
I have so much fun with that movie, and...
It's the best.
There's a part in the movie where it just gives me so, like, it's the part where right at the beginning, his ship takes off and they cut to, like, the Raspberries, the song by the Raspberries. Yeah, yeah. And it's just like this old, like, space epic, and it's just so fun. And I'm like, oh my God, this movie is just so perfect.
And it's a movie that I've seen it a million times as well, and I still smile at the same parts. Every time at the end when Yondu, Michael Rooker, opens up that thing and there's a troll inside, the smile Michael Rooker gives, like, yep, leads me to believe we're gonna be okay, guys. Like,
like the world is shit. Race?
Yes.
Oh, like, okay.
The world is shit right now, but that smile, I'm like, guys, everything's all right. Like, it gets me every fucking time. I love that movie.
That's why you're constantly saying, "What would Yondu do?"
Yes.
And then Yondu.
Who hasn't wanted to hear the laughter of a child?
I would want to know. I didn't sell the tickle chair.
Guys, tomorrow when you're recovering from this podcast, look up Yaki on the Howard Stern Show.
Yaki the Tickler.
Yaki the Tickler. You won't be disappointed.
I don't even know how to spell Yaki.
I think it's Y-A-K-I.
I think so.
Yaki.
You know, the way you would spell Yaki as a name.
And then I put number two is Winter Soldier.
Okay.
And then number three is the Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
I love Spider-Man 2.
All right.
Four is the Donner Superman.
Okay.
And then five, I rewatched it.
Fantastic Four?
No. No.
Shrink?
Not at all. Watchmen.
Oh, Watchmen.
Which was
good.
On yours. And I rewatched it again. I was like, man, this movie did the impossible. Like,
yeah.
It made a good movie out of Watchmen.
Which version did you watch?
It was on cable. Earlier. Honestly, okay. It was just on cable.
Well, on TNT, sometimes they show the super long version with Tales of the Black Freighter, like, cut back in.
Oh, I didn't see. No, not that.
I find that version a little bit tedious, but there's an in-between. It's just like Blade Runner. It's like theatrical, no. Final, not quite. But there's this one in the middle that's right spot on, that adds in, like, the original Night Owl's flashbacks, and you get to see him killed off, actually. But it's like... It's the way it's done is so great. So I don't know if it's like the director's cut. I forget what it's called, but there's like a middle version.
I think
that's
the
sweet spot that you should check out for Watchmen.
I will definitely check that out.
Thank you. Donate $100.
So, and then I've got my worst list.
I'm checking in on our donations. Hold on. Maybe I won't even let you say the worst list until we get more fucking money.
That's it.
We've been at $5,005, which, by the way, is awesome.
It's awesome,
but
nobody's.
I'm fairly confident we could do better. Now, I don't mean to just. I don't want to just keep hitting up those of you in the chat room to donate more because you only have so much money to spare. But maybe start reaching out to people you know, posting about this on social media, saying, "Hey, donate $5, $10." You know, if we got $1,005 donations, which I know is not going to happen, but that's another $5,000. So
that's
it's not
$500.
It's not that people have to donate.
Robin, let me check my math.
It's not that people have to donate a lot of money if we have a lot of people donating a little bit of money. You know, obviously every little bit helps, and we're so grateful for the money that we've raised. And if we seem ungrateful, it's just to shame people into donating more. Because that's what we're here to do, right? We're talking for 18 hours so that people will donate.
And if I could figure out a way to do something with the Davos video, I would. I don't know if you guys know I don't know what I'd be able to do.
I mean, it would almost be the kind of thing that would have to happen like while we're on the air. So realistically, like when you get home, you could send it to Doug and he could upload it to our Twitter.
Okay. There needs to be a guarantee. There needs to be a cash
if you
guarantee.
Wanted. Yeah, or he could even upload it to our site. But yeah, people would definitely. It would have to be like, okay, if we get. It like Gary style. Like if we get to, you know, 7,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mike will cough up the Davos yes. video or yeah, yeah. something along those lines. But we do have not just yet, but we do have Kelly Maroney coming up in a little bit. So from Night of the Comet and Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That is awesome.
Amazing. And Chopping Mall. So maybe we could get up to like at least like 5,200, 5,300.
Are you saying that we are not as big of a draw as her?
No. I loved your guys' work in Night of the Comet. I did. I thought it was good, thank not you. Great. Okay.
That's fine.
Kelly Maroney that's is fair. The shit. So I'm excited that she's going to be talking to us on the phone. And it's
very exciting.
It would be cool if you guys could then stick around during that if you want. And then I don't think from 3 to 3:30, I don't think we have anything we were originally supposed to. And I won't say what it was, but that doesn't appear to be happening since I haven't heard shit about Dick.
Okay.
Maybe you guys could hang out and talk. If you got to go, you got to go. And then at 3:30, of course, Joe Lynch will be Skyping in.
That is awesome.
I can probably stick around.
Joe Lynch shamed me yesterday because I made a Jack Frost reference in an email to him, the Michael Keaton Jack Frost reference.
Oh, yeah?
And Doug will know what it is. I made a You'd the Snowman reference. And he wrote back like, you did not just quote Jack Frost. This may have been a mistake. And I just wrote back, you love it. Because me and Joe Lynch is tight.
You guys are pretty tight.
What is your list, Mike?
My five favorite lists.
Hellboy 2.
Please tell me you made the list.
Hold on. Oh. My previous list was number 5, the 1989 Batman, which I immediately, when I said that, I immediately had to go, wait, Patrick, hold on. then The Incredible Hulk. This confused me. I feel like this had to have been out of order, but I put Spider-Man 2, 3, Watchmen 2, and I really like Watchmen, but that, I don't know what that is about.
Spider-Man 3 was on your list?
No. Spider-Man 2 was third. And number one was The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, best comic book movie ever made.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it still?
I don't know.
Okay. What's the new list looking like?
I don't know. I had a harder time this time around. I would say this is a no. I don't know if this is in any sort of order. But my top five would be The Dark Knight, Spider-Man 2,
okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy,
okay.
Hellboy 2.
Of course.
And I'm having a hard time on the fifth one. Like, I love Winter Soldier, Scott Pilgrim. Ooh. I mean, it's not a super...
I feel like we were specific about superhero movies. Because if you say comic book, it opens it up to...
Right.
Yeah, because we had Constantine. Like, I still... Like,
no, that's kind of a superhero movie.
Yeah,
right?
I guess.
Yeah. He's in the pages of Swamp Thing and his own pages.
Three of those, I think, would still be in my top five.
Okay.
Guardians, Dark Knight, and Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
Watchmen would probably also still be in my top five.
Like, I think
And Superman. So, although, I don't know. Last time I watched Superman for that podcast with Heath, some of it is, like, so good, and then some of it is, like, Gene Hackman. and I love Gene Hackman, but all the Lex Luthor stuff in that movie is not great. So the stuff that works is like glorious and the stuff that doesn't is a bummer. Does it still make my top five? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I maybe Watchmen is still I haven't seen Watchmen in a long time, to be fair, but it is pretty great. I don't know. I had a hard time with the fifth one. Watchmen, Winter Soldier. I like all those. They're all candidates.
Yeah, I had like a number six where I was like, I really like the first Avengers movie, even though it's like it's got issues, but it's so much fun. And like Deadpool was a lot of fun. I don't know.
What was your worst list? Because I cut you off before.
Oh, that's okay. I figured we were going to go through favorites and then worst. Well, my worst was five was X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, four Catwoman.
Yes, also correct.
Three, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It has been usurped.
Yes, I think so too. two is Steel, starring
Which
Shaquille
O'Neal. Which I still have never seen.
Don't worry about it. And then number one is Batman and Robin.
Okay.
From 1997.
Okay. The updated list.
The updated list. Here we go. I number five is Catwoman.
Okay.
Okay. Number four is Steel. I still remember how terrible that movie was.
Even, dropping a few spots to number four. It's Steel. Yeah.
All right, moving up. Actually, moving up from number five to number three, guys, we have X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Ooh, I raised it up the charts.
I know. I moved it up because I watched it was part of it was on cable like months ago, and I was like, God, this movie sucks.
I think I know what made it climb those charts. Anyone want to take a guess?
No,
it's like Bone Claws, everyone. The answer is Bone Claws.
Oh, here we go. That was the other thing. You go on and on about Bone Claws on the podcast.
I don't like Bone Claws.
No, I know.
But, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry. I wrote this down differently. Catwoman was not number five. Catwoman's off the chart.
Whoa.
Catwoman is my favorite, it turns out.
No. Four, I misread that. So five would have been Steel. Four is X-Men Origins Wolverine. And number three is the Green Lantern.
Oh.
The Green Lantern made it to number three.
Mm, makes me feel bad.
I know.
Nope, but correction in the chat room. Y-A-Q-I. Yaki. Y-A-Q-I.
I'm sorry. That's great.
And then the number two, the movie that I was lucky enough to see with Patrick,
lucky in air quotes,
Fantastic Four, the brand new one,
right? The Josh Trank,
that would probably make my bottom now.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I really didn't like it.
Yeah, it's bad, and it's one of those things where like I didn't realize how bad it was when I was watching it. It was afterwards where I went home and thought about it for a little bit, and I'm like, wow, the movie was really bad.
And again, like I was saying with Batman v Superman, it's like it's not bad because of it's not necessarily I'm sorry, I'm eating and burping and hiccuping. It's not necessarily Josh Trank's fault that it's bad. He certainly has a role to play in it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that made it bad, right? Studio interference and rushed special effects and Kate Mara's wig. I mean, where do we begin? But all we can evaluate is the end product, and the end product is really bad.
Yeah,
like a really bad movie that doesn't get, I don't think, any of what the Fantastic Four is about.
Not
right
in the least bit.
I don't like those Tim Story movies. I think they're better.
They're better than that.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Because at least those like have a happiness about them, and like the new Fantastic Four is just miserable. It's like
which again, the Batman v Superman people would say, like, well, you can have a different take on the material, which is okay, even if it's not your take. It's just that it's a dark, miserable take inside of a shitty movie. It's you can be the dark, gritty take if the movie's good, but if you're both, then you're screwed.
it's funny. So my number one is Batman and Robin. We talked about that one ad nauseum, but I updated, if you remember. At the end of the podcast, I say the worst thing that's ever been associated with comic book movies is the Prince Bat Dance video, which it is still really bad. But
it is so far from being the worst thing ever associated with a comic book movie.
I think I updated the worst thing. Adam Voss, here we go. A of this movie exclusive. The worst thing ever with a comic book movie, I'm going to put as Kate Mara's wig in Fantastic Four.
Not good.
And she's so adorable in real life.
Oh, it's distracting.
Yeah.
It was so distracting because you could just see everything that was a reshoot. And it's like, was no one even trying?
Uh-huh.
How did that make it past the hundreds of millions of dollars stage?
It's awful. So it knocking Bat Dance video out of the number one slot.
Wow.
Is Kate Mara's wig.
Do you think Prince is upset even in death?
Don't think he cares.
No? Not so much?
No.
No.
I think Prince just wants to be number one no matter what the list
is. That's true.
What if Prince wore Kate Mara's wig?
Wouldn't be surprised if he has it at some point in his career.
That's the name of his upcoming album, right?
Yeah.
Kate Mara's wig, but it's spelled with four B's and some numbers. I don't know. Thank you. Mike, did you update? Did you have a worst list?
Sort of. I don't think I had. I think I just glommed on to
yeah,
other people's, because I was started to write it down, and again, maybe I just fast forwarded through what I was saying. But like, I had Ghost Rider,
which I've come around on a little bit.
Yeah, I don't
staying
know.
Staying positive.
Yep.
I had Fantastic Four, Rise of Silver Surfer, which I wouldn't put on there probably now.
Yeah.
Because the new Fantastic Four is horrible.
I so disliked Ghost Rider when I saw it, and I don't think I would put it on the list anymore.
Yeah.
You said there's things to, like, it's kind of like I was thinking about, like, wow, do you put Batman v Superman in there? But again, with our podcast, like, no. It's there's things to like.
Yeah, that's so far from the worst, I think.
And Hellboy 2. I had on
there. Oh my god, that's right. I have so been vindicated.
I had Hellboy 2, and it's funny because I say on the podcast, like, I don't want to bring this up because I know Adam likes it, and I want to hear what Adam has to say. And basically, like, Adam said everything I feel now,
and then we fight,
and then we fight, and then we make up, and it's super cute.
That's the best part about our fights.
It is, but no, to say I've done a 180.
So Hellboy 2, the only movie on at all that had jumped from the worst to the best.
Yeah,
right.
I was just wrong. I had only seen it once.
That's okay.
And you even say, Patrick, that like when you first saw it, you were disappointed with it. You didn't love it, and then you watched it again, and so you encouraged me to watch it again.
See?
And I thank you for that.
I know what I'm talking about. I know what's up.
But I mean, I've said on this
now. Point, I want you to rewatch The Living Daylights, please.
Obviously.
Hey,
like,
if Mike does his Gentleman Tea Daltz, by the way, $100 for the Magnolia Tree Foundation.
Come on,
I have to just throw it in when you least expect it. You can't.
Okay, I'm just saying if we can raise $100, Gentleman Tea Daltz will make an appearance.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah.
that's hilarious. But no,
I'm not above bribery. Oh shit, that literally just happened.
Are you serious?
I don't think it was a direct response.
Oh, that's funny.
That is so funny.
I don't think it was a direct response, but literally I clicked refresh and we were up $100. So listen, $100 more for those of you who are behind. And Gentleman Tea Daltz will make an appearance. But thank you.
I've never been Rita in the studio for Gentleman Tea Daltz.
Ooh, it's exciting. Mm. He has to take off all his clothes to do it, which I've never understood.
This has gotten so much better.
Got to be comfortable, guys.
Jockey!
Yeah, so I love Hellboy 2, and I've changed my mind.
All right, very good.
Is there anything you would change, Patrick? I mean, on your worst or best?
I don't know if I had a worst. No, I think I named my best, right? Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Dark Knight. This is not necessarily in order, except Spider-Man 2 is number one. Spider-Man 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, Dark Knight. Watchmen. I don't know what my fifth is. Maybe Superman, maybe one of the Captain Americas. In terms of worst, I feel like X-Men Origins Wolverine had to be on my worst list.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I didn't love X-Men Apocalypse, but I'm not ready to call it one of the worst.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet, so.
I still think Days of Future Past is probably the best X-Men movie.
Okay.
Right?
I like
maybe?
It.
I love that one. X2. X2 is really good still.
Yeah, I might go Days of Future Past over X2 even. Fantastic Four was bad. Kick-Ass 2?
I never saw it.
It, I think, is one of the worst. And I like Kick-Ass, the original. I like Kick-Ass.
Yeah, I believe that was on your top five.
That was on your list.
Was it really? Yeah. Okay. I don't know that it still would be, but Kick-Ass 2 is one of the worst, I think. Green Lantern, I don't think I would put on my worst, even though it's not good, but like I don't take it as personally as you do, you know, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man 2, I do take personally, and it's a garbage movie, but there are things here and there, even if it's just like the way the costume looks or the way he moves or like two or three scenes, like one where he like walks a kid home. And talks about like a science project. That's pretty cool. Like there's moments.
I do like that.
There's like three or four things in it that I'm like, okay, that. And so I feel like that takes it out of the running for being worst, you know?
I agree.
Spider-Man
2.
Do you want me to get Heath back on the phone?
Yeah. Poor Heath. But listen, Heath, if I have to deal with Friday the 13th 7, you have to deal with Spidey 2. But I really like those movies. Why I wouldn't put it on the worst is there, like you said, Patrick, there's moments or things about it. Like, I really like most of the casting. I think Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, like, have a great chemistry. I enjoy a lot of their scenes together. Sally Field, even though she was on Stern, shit-talking it a little bit. Like, I thought she was really good. So yeah, there's things I like, enough things I like about those movies that I wouldn't put it on my worst list, but far from my best.
You had just mentioned something that jogged my memory. A few days ago, we got an email from a listener named Rick Torres, and it's a very nice email about, hey, I like the show, and I like how you guys talk about movies the way me and my friends do. He loves Turbo Kid and Back to the Future, so I know he's cool. He signs it off, P.S. Mike for sure said his favorite was Friday the 13th, God. Part 7, The New Blood. So let us be clear on that. There is no debate.
I clearly have a terrible memory. Did I not like... Did I say I dislike The Living Daylights? I mean, it's not...
You were not as nice to it as you fucking should have been.
Okay, fine. That could be.
Because it's a terrific...
But I feel like I take a lot of shit for that one. And I...
Oh, yeah. No, most of the stuff you take shit over, by the way, is like either stuff you didn't say or something that... you're not wrong. It's just fun to give you a hard time about it, you know? If you actually held an opinion that I, like, so vehemently disagreed, well, no, I would still probably give you shit over it.
Yeah, but come on.
In a very different way, I guess. Most of the stuff I give you shit about is just misrepresenting, like how you hate Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Yes. Never said that.
Nope, never.
But yeah. That's become a thing, right?
Yep.
And so...
Growing Up Nerdy, the column, and I was doing the art every week, and Buzz, if you go back, you can see the little cookie there, is that Buzz badge says Ghost Prot.
I remember this.
Yes.
I thought it was very funny. I like those little F this movie memes.
Yeah, those little shout outs.
Any other nerdy topics you guys want to talk about?
I don't know. Did you guys already talk about Star Trek, the new one?
Like Star Trek Beyond?
Yeah.
Not really.
I'm nervous about it.
Well, sure.
Like, I really hope
Into Darkness was garbage.
Yeah, and I really hope it's good. Because I...
Did you hear they made Sulu gay, though?
What's that about? Right. Like, I don't know.
I would never be gay.
So...
How does he say musculature?
Musculature.
Musculature. It's guacamole.
Tsunami.
We just sit here for the next 20 minutes.
That's
doing.
It. That's it. Till Kelly Maroney comes on, we're just doing to K.
It works for me. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm nervous about it, but also cautiously optimistic only because I've avoided... I think I saw one trailer where they played like Sabotage. I've watched no other trailers. I've seen no other marketing. I know nothing of the story. Like, I'm basically going in blind. But the fact that I'm not way more excited is disappointing because,
yeah,
again, after 2009... I was so into Star Trek that, like, when the sequel is coming out, I was out of my mind excited to see that movie, and it was such a disappointment that I think I've tempered my expectations.
One of the things that I keep going back to is when we walk in the Star Trek, the last podcast we did, you talked about how one of the problems with the movie was that they set up all this stuff for him to get his own ship, and then right away they take it away. And I feel like they're doing that again. Like, they set up, he's got his own ship.
Well, it looks like the trailer the Enterprise blows up.
Yeah, right? He's blown a fucking smithereens, so...
Again, I haven't really seen it, so I don't know.
Okay.
But way to spoil things for me, guys. I mean, I know Rihanna has a song in it.
Oh, I did not know
that.
So
that's exciting.
Well, thanks for spoiling it for me, Patrick.
Not a problem. I will spoil all things Rihanna-related.
But Abba argues with me all the time about this, but I have this theory that the more advertising you see for a movie, the worse it's going to be. And they've been advertising the shit out of it, and I feel like that's a way of saying it's going to be a...
That's a crazy person's theory.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. I didn't see any small amount of publicity for Star Trek The Force Awakens, and I didn't feel like that movie was garbage.
Well, Star Trek The Force Awakens is garbage, which is...
Did I say Star Trek The Force Awakens?
Star Wars.
Listen, guys.
How long have you been doing this for?
Not long enough to make a mistake like that, but whatever. I also fucked up the title of Barbara Crampton's upcoming movie.
I heard that. She's okay. She was fine.
I know, but Beyond the Door is the name of a movie, okay. But I knew it was Beyond the Gates, and I just, I don't know if I was nervous. And Adam Riske, by the way, who I appreciate being here for that, and then he got to hang around and say hi to Heath. But Adam had specifically said that he wanted to sit out the Barbara Crampton interview. There was some discussion in the chat room. I'm trying to glance over from time to time, and there was some discussion in the chat room, like, why didn't he let Risky talk? Like, why Heath gets to talk to Joe Madry? Why doesn't Risky get to talk to Barbara Crampton? Adam had specifically asked to sit that out, which was the only reason I didn't say, like, Adam, jump in.
That's was there all. A reason? Is he just... Was he nervous?
Because
I heard him right at the beginning say how excited he was.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think he just said, like, I wouldn't know what to say. Well, which
okay, I gotcha.
Sort of where I feel I'm
It's why I didn't approach her at that screening, you know? Like, she was too pretty, and I was like, what would I even say to Barbara Crampton?
I met her when, at Flashback a couple of years ago. Talked to her for 2 seconds. Was the nicest, like, warmest lady in the world. She was so sweet.
Yeah,
she's so sweet to everybody.
She's a fantastic human being. Like, she took time out from her day to
right.
be on this, you know, and then donated $50 on top
I
of
saw
it.
That. Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, right. And we got all these fucking freeloaders listening right now, not donate. I know so many of you guys have donated. I just figure if I can bully you into donating more, it's for a good cause.
We'll come to your house.
Oh my God, that is a weird SNL sketch that Adam and I would quote. That was Jay Moore doing Christopher Walken, some like
a
psychic hotline, right?
Celebrity psychic hotline. And he's like, if you call now, we'll come to your house. We'll hang out.
People are loving this.
I know.
People are.
They're loving our Jay Moore doing Christopher Walken impression.
This up. after Kelly Maroney, my hope is to play another greeting from someone. Might not get to another song. Maybe we'll wait till you guys are done before Jill Lynch to play another song.
Again, the offer's open. Adam and I can Brahm. Sing.
Oh yeah, no, that's we fine. Okay, that would be
we do
terrific. What's your big karaoke
hit? I want to be 500 miles. Yeah. We fucking
please don't.
You'd be impressed.
Wow, he just gave us the no.
What's like, the other one you guys do on karaoke?
Go to the
though?
Bathroom eventually.
Is it Beastie Boys?
No,
I do have to go to the bathroom. By the way,
we did. What you call
Hunger
it?
Strike.
Hunger Strike. Yeah,
that's what.
I don't mind
stealing bread. You know what? Hey,
what's up?
If you want to go to the bathroom, me and Buck can hold down the fort here for a minute.
I know you can. And I may ask you to post Kelly Maroney discussion.
Okay.
But we're just a few minutes away from calling Kelly Maroney. And
okay.
I don't want to.
You don't trust us with Kelly.
It's not that I don't trust you. I just want to be on time when I have to call her. And like, so,
hey, Kelly, do you know I want to be 500 miles?
Do you hear us sing it?
How about your movie, Star Trek and The Force Awakens?
Have you ever played HeroClix?
Do they have like Night of the Comet HeroClix?
They might.
You ever read A Song of Ice and Fire?
You mean A Game of Thrones? Is that what you're talking about?
So two different things.
Oh, man.
You guys did not disappoint.
How long have we been
tell
talking
that
for?
You got here for pizza. Well, right? You guys have been talking just about 90 minutes. Yeah.
Wow. Look at us go, Ba.
I know. Way to go. Congratulating yourself for 90 fucking minutes. Overall, we've been on the air about 6.5 hours at this point.
Jesus
so,
Louise.
And that's fine. Honestly, except for having to go pee and the headphones hurting my ears.
Yeah, you know what? That happens with you're wearing glasses. Is it like digging into your glasses?
That must be what it is. Yeah. But I wear glasses, guys. I'm a nerd.
If there's one thing I know about you, Patrick, it's you love to talk, especially about yourself.
Yeah, so I don't mind talking. I don't want to talk about myself, but yeah, like I don't mind talking. That was never the part that worried me when everyone's like, oh my God, how are you going to talk for 18 hours? I was like, actually, I think it's not me by myself in a room for 18 hours. Right. That I obviously couldn't do. But like the fact that it's a rotating lineup and there's all this stuff going on, like that part doesn't totally worry me. I say this being a third of the way done, by the way, like one third of the way. It's the like sitting down for 18 hours.
When you get to end with Doug, though. I mean,
that was by design. Doug was my reward at the finish line.
Oh, because so
it'll be
cute.
2 a.m. here. It's only midnight for Doug, but all right, well, we're about ready for Kelly Maroney, so you guys are okay to hang out? You don't have to, like, chime in. It's up to you.
I probably won't
That's I probably fun. Won't chime in either.
But I'd love to hang out.
Way to hang me out to dry, you dicks.
All right, fine. If I think of something, I'll say something, but I'm kind of an asshole.
Well, it might confuse her, so talk for a second because I have to, we're doing this like over the phone. Hi, Charlie. Oh, Charlie made a sign.
That's awesome.
Go F this movie and go F breast. That's so cute.
Hi.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Oh, hi.
Can you say thanks for listening to F this movie?
Thanks for listening to F this movie.
That's what he says at the end of every episode,
it's
right?
The greatest. It's awesome. Thing ever.
How old were you when you recorded that? Do you remember, Charlie?
You were probably five?
Six or five?
Yeah, I think you were five.
Well, that's a while
maybe
ago.
Even four or no?
No, five. Probably five.
Yeah, or six.
How's it going up there, okay?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're doing good. We've raised over $5,000.
Wow.
That's right? A lot of money, right?
But we still have to raise more, right?
Yeah.
So what should we tell people to do?
I don't know.
Donate money to the Magnolia Tree Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Can you say it? It sounds cooler and cuter when you say it. Oh, come on, man. That's not helping anyone.
Oh.
Say, please donate.
Please donate.
There we go.
To the Magnolia Tree Foundation.
No, you're going to get all...
He's getting microphone fright.
Stage Friday. Okay.
Hi, guy. Hi,
we
got to
call Kelly Maroney.
Hey, oh, okay.
Pizza's fine. All Thank right. you again, everyone, for sending
We got to call
it.
Another woman.
So yeah, sorry. Leave. I got to call another woman. So, Charlie, I'll see you in a little bit. Yeah, you can have some of that cookie. You guys talk for a second while I work on dialing up Kelly Maroney. Stay tuned, everyone.
Okay.
And how about during this Kelly Maroney conversation? Wait, let me check where we're at here. 5330. God damn. Thank you, Mouse Dog, for your donation of $200.
Looks like somebody's got a James Bond impression to do.
Oh, shit. All right. Hold tight for after Kelly Maroney, because you absolutely have to. Gentleman T-Dolls has to show up.
I wouldn't leave.
Oh, and Andrew Brimmel donates $25 and says, one-fourth of the way to Gentleman T-Dolls. So people are donating specifically to hear Gentleman T-Dolls.
That's a lot of pressure.
Anyway, thank you for that amazingly generous donation. We're at $53.30. Let's try to raise, another $250, $300 during the Kelly Maroney interview.
Yeah, that would be good. She's gonna be a bigger draw than we are. So,
all right, you guys talk. I got to call her up.
So I actually...
this is a great radio.
So, where did you get that Hellboy 2 shirt?
I got this at San Diego Comic Con.
Did you really?
I did.
You gotta tell your family members to stop getting married during the during San Diego, man.
It's super inconvenient. 2 years in a row.
This is a problem. You got too big of a family. You gotta cut some of them out.
It is. I think you're right.
I think it's.
I've made a mistake.
Yep.
And I need to cut ties.
It's not Christy doesn't have a very big. Family. So
no, it's I'm the one bringing that baggage.
You're the ones bringing it in, man. Come on.
I am.
Which one is this?
That's Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China.
I didn't know
damn it.
What Kurt Russell this was. Okay, there's a Kurt Russell figure here, and I didn't know which one it was. I knew it was him, but I wanted to see if it was Snake Plissken.
No, that is not Snake Plissken.
Okay.
It is Mr. Burton.
I just needed to turn it around.
That
Stop
toy,
being an asshole.
That toy, by the way, is thebomb.com, as our friend Nancy would say, and she's excited that her name is mentioned. And I believe is like impossible.
Nancy, you better donate.
guys, if you donate $500, Nancy won't be on the podcast.
There we go. You guys, trust me, you want to get to that number.
Please donate. Please donate. Please donate. Yeah, that is from my friend Miguel years ago gave that to me because he knew what a Kurt Russell fan I am. And then you told me it's like
I think it's like super rare. Yeah.
So anyway, he's hanging out with Miguel. Us at the table because we're all feeling kind of invincible.
He's right next to my Superman hero click.
He dwarfs that
Jack
shit.
Burton hero click.
I'd be all over that. All right, I'm going to try calling this. So let's see what happens.
Thanks for listening to FS Movie.